Thank you very much, Baybars. It's a pleasure for me to be with you. Thank you for all your good words, good sentences about me. I really care about ethics in Turkey. In developing countries, really, we have to build up the ethics culture, not only in the startup companies, but in all companies, big, small, everywhere. So I again, once more, thank you for inviting me to your committee meeting. When Mr. Baybars invited me, when Mr. Baybars just said, I want you to give a speech, I just, he said, in our committee meeting, I said, oh, what committee is this? Then I looked to the committee name. When I looked to the committee name, three words in the committee's name caught my attention: governance, excellence, and quality. Based on my 50 years of business experience, I immediately started to think about this sentence. Without ethics, there is no governance, no excellence, and no quality. As Baybars told, I started my career in Arthur Andersen London office, yes, where I worked for 11 years as an auditor, auditing financial statements. And after leaving Arthur Andersen, I became the chief executive officer of a Turkish commercial bank and also served as a chairman of the bank. So I had a lot of experience, both as an auditor, auditing companies, and also as a very top senior executive in a bank, approving loans and having relationship with the customers. I had a lot of experience with big customers, small to medium-sized family businesses, and venture capital companies, angel capital companies, startup ventures. So I believe I have just accumulated a lot of, let's say, knowledge about their understanding of ethics in their businesses. If somebody asked me, tell me only one thing which every small to medium-sized company needs for sustainable success in the marketplace, my answer will be just two words: ethical governance. When I was a general manager of the bank, I was the chairperson of the bank's credit committee. Credit committee in a bank is very important. You know, you approve a loan or you reject a loan. So you give big loans sometimes, and all the companies are excited about the decision of the credit committee. And every week on Wednesdays, we had a credit committee meeting to analyze, review, approve or reject the loan requests submitted to the bank by the customers. It was a great day of the week. Everybody is excited. The first thing the bank analyst prepares to the credit committee is obviously the balance sheet, income statement, cash flow statement, and ratio analysis of the customer. I remember very well. It was long ago, but I still remember it. It was my first credit committee meeting. I entered into the committee room, sat down. There were some 20 loan department personnel in the room. They were curious to discover how their new general manager will lead the credit committee, because I'm new to them. You know, how will he behave? How will he look to the files? Which is more important to this general manager? They were waiting. Silence in the room. Then I said, let's begin the first loan request. the bank loan analyst immediately presented to me, sir, this is the balance sheet of the company, this is the income statement of the company, the customer. And he began explaining the captions and the numbers, you know, the stock increased 20% because of this, this. Well, all of a sudden, I stopped the analysts and said, from now on, don't bring me the financial statements of the customer first. First, I want to review the ethics magnetic resonance image report of the customer. Everybody looked to each other. What? Ethics magnetic resonance imaging report of the customer. They have never heard such a report before. I said, I want the ethics MR report of the customer. So everybody in the room was shocked. They were still looking at each other, hoping that someone in the room could somehow show this report to the new general manager. Unfortunately, I had to break the silence in the room because nobody had prepared such a report for me. I said, I am leaving the room. Today's credit committee is over. Without analyzing a single loan request, the meeting was terminated. During the next credit committee meeting, my loan staff gave me my first gift. The loan analyst stood up and said, sir, here is the ethics MR of the customer. Can I start explaining the morality of the borrower? From that day on, the first sentence in the credit committee was, sir, ethics MR is ready. My secretary one day said to me, sir, in the elevator, one personnel is saying ethics MR, and the other replies to him saying the same thing back, ethics MR. Is this a SWIFT code? I laughed and said, no, it has nothing to do with SWIFT. They are sending me a special message. They are sending to their new general manager a special message. She did not understand what I told her, but stopped questioning it further. With my instructions from that day on to improve the ethical awareness of our loan customers, we as a bank prepared a sample ethical code of conduct for family businesses, an ethics toolkit, and procedures manual with ethic cases and examples of good behavior. We began to give advice and guidance on ethical matters to our loan customers. Our bank's approach to ethical governance changed the priority of our customers. They understood very well that ethical governance is more important than the balance sheet and income statement for this bank. Today, the role of ethical governance is increasing for startup ventures. But most of the startups are not always aware of this new development. Founders of a startup venture concentrate on finding capital for their company. Things like potential for growth, gaining market share, high profit opportunity, those become more important than the concept of ethical governance. Building up trust, however, should be the main task of any startup venture, building up trust. Angel investors, employees, and other stakeholders want to build relations with somebody they can trust. Always doing the right things, acting fairly to others, having trustworthy core values help to build trust in the eyes of third parties. Startup ventures are delicate. We all know it. And they are open to many, many, many different kinds of business risks. They are like a baby. So somebody has to protect them. Somebody has to guide them. They need help. They need assistance. They need guidance to build up and implement ethical governance standards in their organizations. And somebody has to do that. It might be their bank, it might be a consulting company, it might be the WBAF, but somebody has to take care of it, their business associations. So I'm sure that in future, all the companies will take this ethical governance more seriously, because success, sustainable success, long-term success, really, first of all, depends on how you view the ethical governance concept and how you implement that concept in your customer relations, supplier relations, shareholder relations, and all other stakeholders' relations. I want to conclude my speech with the same sentence that I started with. Without ethics, there is no governance, no excellence, and no quality. Thank you for listening.